We do call this the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We use the Bible as our source of authority. We believe that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. God has spoken. These are His words. But the Bible is under attack. According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, in the last 12 months, atheism's newest champions have sold over a million books that take dead aim at the authority of Scripture. I just read a book. I couldn't put it down. It was a book called God Is Not Great by Christopher Hitchens, and it absolutely makes a mockery out of Scripture. Now, he's a fundamentalist atheist. He doesn't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth, and he wants to press a particular passages into a wooden literal labyrinth. And then once he's done that, he wants to expose them as being false. But again, he doesn't know how to read the Bible as literature. But he does a devastating job of completely demoting the Bible as nothing but trash. And the New Yorker calls him an intellectual. The Village Voice says he is a brilliant guy. The London Observer says he's one of the most brilliant journalists of our time. Los Angeles Times calls him a literary journalist extraordinaire. He has received all kinds of accolades. You see him as almost ubiquitous on the television, and he's ranting against the Bible. He knows not whereof he speaks, but he continues his rant. And in the process, he is chipping away at the foundation of the Christian faith. And as a believer, you need to know why you believe your Bible is divine rather than human in origin. You need to be able to answer his rant when he says that the God of the Old Testament is a mythological God and a tyrant of unparalleled proportions. You need to know how to respond when he says that he is a God that calls for the genocide of nations. You need to know how to respond when he misinterprets the Mosaic law and then caricatures it on public television. You need to know why you believe what you believe. And at the fulcrum of that, you can't just say the Bible says, but you need to know that the Bible is a reliable authority and that the Gospels are not contradictory, as Christopher Hitchens has said. And again, you have to be able to do that with gentleness and with respect. As he is ranting, when he does stop for a moment to catch your breath, you need to deal with him with gentleness and with respect. But again, as a believer, you can't just say the Bible says. You need to know why you believe that the Bible is a reliable authority.